John Sabai is the president of the Edmonton Slow Pitch Seniors League, and he joins us now. John, welcome to the show.
Hello, Jason. You picked a fine time to call us Grigor. With 400 members and many wanting to go, we applaud you, Jason Grigor. Well, there you go.
Well, but I'm going to say that is the most unique intro we've ever had on the show for a guest.
Well, from what my friends tell me, you're used to everything, so we gave that a try.
Sure, I like it. I like it a lot. Now, the ESPA, you guys have over 400 members, and now this is for people who are, for a lot of our listeners, their dads, their grandparents, 50-plus. And you guys have won a lot of provincial and Canadian championships. How do people enter this league?
You can go online to ESPA.ca and register. Cost you $225. And the really nice thing about our league is that if you enter on time, you're pretty well guaranteed a team. You don't have to try out. We just evaluate you and put you in your best place of fit.
Now, what's interesting is you guys have actually built, paid for, and opened your fourth diamonds at the Airway Park on Kingsway Ave. So, you guys are kind of entrepreneurs to ensure that you guys get prime time. I'm guessing you're not playing late games in the ESPA League.
That's for sure. 6:15 and 7:30 are game times. And you're right about our membership. We're very industrious, motivated, tons of volunteers that actually have built everything at the Airway Park at 113th Street and 113th Avenue.
So you have four diamonds out there?
That is correct. The last one we built is state-of-the-art. It's a huge diamond, and we're really enjoying it.
Now, you guys play in a lot of tournaments, the certain teams. Like, do you have different divisions in ESPA with, this many members? Is there like an A and a B division, or does everybody play everybody?
There are four divisions, and the top division, the most skilled division, is called Cuthbertson, and that's where our national type of players play, provincials, nationals. And you're right, a little earlier you mentioned, we do have, like, Redline has been one of the top teams in Canada, period, in the last 15, 20 years. The Classics this year are going to go to the 60-plus Canadian Championships in Newfoundland. So, we got some pretty good ball players, but to continue on with the divisions, the next division is a draft division. It's called Hirsch. And then if you're not selected in Hirsch, you might get selected in Hanson. And then finally, the grassroots division in our organization is Bronner. And it's a wonderful division to watch.
We are joined by John Sabai. He is the president of ESPA, which is ESSPA, if you want to go to the website, .ca. Of course, senior slow pitch. You need to be 50 years of age or older to play in this. It's very competitive in Division I down to Division IV. What's the oldest player in Division I?
In the Cuthbertson Division, it's probably me. I'm a young 66.
66? Can you go yard still, Johnny?
Well, they say I can, but there's moments where it's better just to hit the line.
Nice. So now, where did you play? Like, obviously, you played ball your entire life?
Pretty much. I played at the competitive men's. I was a pitcher, so I actually, Jason, avoided slow pitch for 20 years. I was not going to play in that sissy game. until I got into my first game and I realized that all 10 guys in the field had to be ball players. As a pitcher, you could hide players, defensive players, but boy, in slow pitch, as soon as there was a weakness, the other team just all over it. So it's a great game. Yeah, everybody has to be in shape and ready to go.
Now, the one, we have a lot of trainers on our show, and the one mistake most people make when they play slow pitch is they never warm up, right? They just get out there, they might throw the ball around a bit, then they're in the game and suddenly they're sprinting to first base and they're pulling a groin or they're pulling a hammy. Do you guys have like a pretty planned pregame routine to ensure that there's no serious injuries in the ESPA League?
Oh, for sure. In my first year in the league, Jason, I was like 51 or 52, and I noticed this guy diving beside me. He hits a double, and he's jogging over to second. And then he realizes there's a bobble. He does his little hitch kick, and he's just right over there to third base standing up. And so I went to talk to him after the game. And I think it was Mike Zelnick. And I said, Mike, what's the secret to senior slow pitch? He said, don't get hurt and stay in shape. So So, yeah, the guys are pretty conscientious about being properly warmed up. And, of course, the body isn't quite the same as it was when I was 25, but we do pretty good.
Oh, yeah. Now, are you a pitcher in slow pitch?
Unfortunately, that's where I'm getting to. I've kind of outran my cartilage, so I have no cartilage and osteoarthritis and bone spurs. So I've gone to pitching.
So
close to pitching, yeah.
Close to pitch. So you're 66 playing in Division One. I know you guys have a few members that are over 70. And how many games a week you playing in ESPA?
Yeah, for sure. In the Bronner Division, we have some people well into their 80s and excellent ball players. Just a little correction there, in the Cuthbertson Division, which is a team division, you have to make a team in that division. It's okay. 45 plus.
Oh, it is 45 plus, okay.
Yeah. So, sorry, I forgot the third part to your question.
Just how many times do you guys play?
Oh, twice a week. In Cuthbertson, we play a lot of doubleheaders, but we mix it up for team preference. Some teams prefer to have more single games, and we arrange that as well.
Now,
but all the other three divisions are two games a week, Monday through Thursday.
Okay. Now, is this strictly men's, or is it mixed as well?
The Cuthbertson division has traditionally been just men's because the ladies haven't been able to quite have a good enough back to make it there. But, yeah, we have a lot of women playing and a lot of couples, and we're very accommodating. We try to get the couples, partners together on the same team.
Okay, so once again, they can go to ESPA, which is ESSPA.ca, and you're looking for people. They got to register before the end of March, correct?
Yes, March 31st, and we were glad to add that diamond to our league last year because we were getting close to max. So we're at 28 teams last year. We had capability for 32 for our evening league, but we are starting a day league that'll go Tuesdays and Thursday mornings, so if anybody's interested in that.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice. So, what time is that going to start at?
That'll probably be like a 10 o'clock game.
10 o'clock in the morning.
That's
perfect.
That hasn't been set yet.
Then you can go have your nap and then come back and play at nighttime.
Absolutely. You can you go play ball, and then you can listen to Gregor and Paul.
Oh, yeah, exactly. You're smart, Johnny. Yeah, trust me, you want to fall asleep, you just listen to the Gregor show. Okay, that'll put you to sleep.
No, that theme song of yours, if I was boring, you could be playing that theme song right now, and we'd be good.
Well, John, I love that you guys are playing now. Do you guys who's the designated bringer of the cooler, because that is one of the most key parts of slow pitch.
Oh yeah. We have a great social time after the games, and you know, because our games are staggered there, all divisions socialize. It's a great social time. I might add to that, I think that social time further decreases the amount of medical expenses that our seniors do not have to be part of in our medical system.
Yeah, that's great. I love it. Well, John, best of luck. So people that can sign up until the end of the month to get in, you're looking, you've got 400 members already. So you're probably looking for what, another 50 to 100?
I think we can take on about 80 more. So it's kind of important from here on in that people register early. 31st is the deadline, but of course with a cap of 32 teams that could be stretched, so they increased their chances of being on a team if they register early.
Okay. John, we really appreciate it, man. Thanks for listening, and best of luck this season.
Thanks a lot, Jason. Hope I didn't scare you too much.
Oh, no, buddy, I was roaring. I loved it.